This week at the Metro Cinema, you can check out A Tribe Called Love.
We both love the same girl.
Love? And what do you know about love?
Everyone's looking for you.
We can't. People would lose their mind. They would start sniffing around, asking questions.
Set within Toronto's Somali community, the film offers a fresh take on the classic Romeo and Juliet narrative. The story follows Farah and Halima as their bond is challenged by the friction between their rival Somali tribes. Mohamed Ahmed is the film's writer and director. Mohamed, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So in what ways does this film serve as a Somali interpretation of the classic Romeo and Juliet narrative?
This being my first feature film, I wanted it to be a love letter to my community. And in my community, East African, Somali, there's a lot of divisionness, right? And tribalism is at its core why we're all here, right? Which is the reason why the war started and all that. And I wanted it to be an anti-tribalistic movement starting. Mm-hmm. And I think this film is really starting to get the conversation going between our generational divides in our community.
And how is tribe used in this film?
Tribes is used in this film just as the same way as it was used in Romeo and Juliet. Just trying to keep love apart, right? Mm-hmm. Family telling you what's best for you. And just a community as a whole not wanting to collaborate or integrate with the other people from the community.
So clearly you saw the parallels in Romeo and Juliet and with how culture within the Somali community operates, right?
That's correct, yes.
And those, I guess, tribal beliefs, how strong are they for people on the outside? Like, how do you explain it?
It comes in different ways. Here in Canada and the Western world, you see it here and there. It's talked about here and there. But back home, it's really still prevalent. It still drives politics and it still drives who you can talk to, who you can be friends with, which neighborhoods you can go to, which neighborhoods you can't go to, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And what role does Toronto play in the movie?
So Toronto plays a character in the movie. Once you watch the movie, there's a lot of elements in this film. There's animation. There's colorfulness. There's great music involved in this. And all of this, it drives the community aspect of the city of Toronto. Mm-hmm. And when you do watch it, depending on if you're from Toronto or not, but you'll notice the landmarks and the communities that we chose to shoot in, because that's the communities that the Somalis reside in, and that's where we decided to shoot.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope people who aren't in the Somali community take away from the film?
Yeah, so you don't have to be Somali in order to watch this film.
Right.
It is a universal story. It's about love. It's about compassion. It's about us helping each other out. Once you come in and watch it, you'll definitely, even if you're not Somali, everything's laid out in the film that you'll definitely understand the whole plot, the concept, and everything.
Mm-hmm. And this is your first feature film. What's it been like to see such success?
It's really been heartwarming to see the community embrace this film. This film has had legs. We got extended at Cineplex. This is our second time coming to Edmonton. The first time we were there in February and 400 people showed up. And now we're just bringing it back because there's more demand for it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it really is heartwarming to see the community embrace it.
And what was it like when you first started production and people, you know, heard what the movie was about and what was the storyline? What was the reaction from your own community?
And originally at first, this being the first Somali feature film to come out of Canada, there's a lot of people that just didn't understand the film, the concept, and the hardest part of the movie was finding actors, right? To come in and be in front of that camera, and that really took a hard, took us a long time, but we went to schools, we went to libraries, we went to the community, and yeah, we put them through acting school. And if you come to see the movie, you'll see all these first-time East African actors mixed in with a lot of seasoned actors, and it was just a joy. It was just a joy.
And I mean, this is a pure assumption on my part, but the Somali community must have, you know, multiple generations now in Canada. Do you see the rivalries between the Somali tribes that you know still exist back home, maybe, you know, not be quite as intense here in Canada, or is it, or are there some cases where it still is what it's like back home?
No, it's definitely not as intense as it is here.
Okay.
But you do get a little flare-ups, you know, here in this city and this city and stuff like that. But it's normally nothing like to the state of how it is back home.
Okay. Mohammed, it's been great talking to you. Good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.
Mohammed Ahmed is the director and writer of the film A Tribe Called Love. You can see the film at Metro Cinema this Wednesday and Friday.